This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. So glad that you've joined us. If you, your station that you're listening, however you're listening, did not play the first 5 minutes, we are very pleased to be joined by Stan Deo. StanDeo.com, StanDeo.com. If adventure has a name, it's Stan Deo. I love that, Stan. Stan's been all over the world doing God knows what, and well, we do know what, because he comes back and tells us. But we're talking specifically about Jerusalem, the supposed backdoor peace agreement between Kushner's involved, the prince, the royal family of Saudis, of course, Netanyahu. America is about to recognize Donald Trump to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. This seems simple maybe to most of us. It is not simple at all to the Middle East. Why don't you continue on with this secret agreement that we found out about?
Sure, Daniel. The first part was talking about Jerusalem. There are five principles in this leaked document that Mohammed bin Salman, let's just call him MBS, has drawn up to settle the Palestinian issue and to make peace between the Arab nations, at least 41 of them, and Israel. And Jerusalem, he said in his suggestions for this peace treaty, or agreement, whatever we're going to call it, that Jerusalem be an international city and not annexed to either Arab or Jewish entities. Now, what Donald Trump has just done today, President Trump, is override this. He said, okay, let's put the capital of Israel in Jerusalem, which now makes it an Israeli city. So this would seem at odds with the agreement being drawn up by Jared Kushner and MBS and Netanyahu. I don't know why it's doing it this way, but that's it. Now, the second part of these 5 points was the Palestinian refugee situation. Now, MBS says Saudi Arabia affirms its aspiration to settle Palestinian refugees in their countries of residence. The kingdom can contribute to this effort by supporting innovative solutions, such as canceling the Arab League's decision from the 1950s, by which no Arab nation is to settle Palestinian refugees within their borders, as well as divert efforts to the redistribution and settlement of Palestinian refugees throughout the Arab state. Now, he's offering here a way to take Palestinians out of Palestine, you know, what they call Palestine, over the Gaza Strip there, and settle them in their countries of normal residence, you know, where their citizenship was or is. This would defuse the whole peace agreement that they're trying to make between Israel and Palestinians. The third point says that the American mediation...
Well, Stan, let's pause there.
Okay.
Stan, let's pause there, because that's an important point. Explain that. Right now, Palestine, Israel was originally Palestine. That is what it was called. The war came. It pushed the Palestinians to the Gaza Strip, basically, was their last refuge. They've lived there for, you know, 70-so years now. A lot of people, most people there never lived in Israel at all, Israel proper. So you're saying that they can't come back in there? Explain that, the refugee. I don't understand that.
Well, what they're saying here, what MBS is saying, is he wants to be able to absorb the Palestinians in other Arab countries. There was an Arab League decision in the 1950s which prevented any Arab nation from accepting Palestinian refugees within their borders. Now, he's saying, let's do that. Let's get rid of that 1950s block to the refugees coming into various other Arab countries, and let's let them come in. Otherwise, they're going to still be stuck there in the Gaza Strip. And, you know, on the surface of it, that seems pretty good, doesn't it? I mean, it's saying, okay, you don't have to divide Israel any further. You guys can come on to these various Arab countries wherever you feel like, and they'll accept you. So he's defusing it temporarily with this kind of unusual move. Remember, yes. Saudi Arabia and Israel have been enemies for something like 2,500 to 3,000 years, you know, in various, you know, constructs of the Middle East. But MBS is taking over the reins of his father's government there in Saudi Arabia, and he's really cozying up to Netanyahu and Israel, obviously, and to the United States, to join together with 40 other Arab nations in the region to form an alliance to defeat Iran. And this is in the 5 points of his letter. It's the last point. And then the peaceful relations between MBS, or Saudi Arabia and Israel and the United States may suddenly disintegrate. We don't know. But it's a complete about-face for the Saudis to, you know, after thousands of years, to be friends all of a sudden with Israel, because Israel will help them defeat Iran, who are the mortal enemies of Saudi Arabia, or at least the ruling government of Saudi Arabia at the moment. Now, remember, Iran are Shiite Muslims, whereas Saudi Arabia, in the main, are Sunni Muslims, and the ruling family, the Salman family at the moment, they are Wahhabi, a very strict, traditional Muslims. They're a separate caste, if you wish. Now, the young fellow, Prince Mohammed bin Salman, is going against what his fathers, you know, supported from the Wahhabi point of view, to behead people for, you know, being infidels or whatever, or, you know, trying to preach Shiite Islam in Saudi Arabia. He's putting all that on the hold or on the back burner, saying, let's be a peaceful and moderate form of Islam. So he's going against the religion of his fathers, which is what they say about the Antichrist of this age as well. But anyway, this is why it's so important to see where this young man is focusing his attention, how he plans to form peace in the Middle East, peace in quotes, right? Peace his way. Remember that Saudi Arabia.
Let me ask you about the royal family in Saudi Arabia. We've seen a lot of things in the news where, you know, pretty high dollar people, billionaires within Saudi royalty, have been arrested, beaten, tortured. What is going on there?
Well, young Mohammed bin Salman is a rising star there. He, his country produced the highest rate of beheadings in all of the Arab countries, in the Middle East, obviously. He is consolidating power. He's been given almost absolute rule of the country since his father is ill, and his father will be stepping aside to be the custodian or guardian of the two mosques, and still retain the title of king of Saudi Arabia, but he will delegate all the authority over to his son, Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Interesting that biblical prophecy does say that when a peace agreement between Israel and the nations around it is drafted, one of the ratifiers, or one of the, I guess, co-signatures of it, will be the prince who will become the Antichrist. So we have a prince, Mohammed bin Salman, filling that role already.
Mm.
He's actually been getting that peace treaty drawn.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Let me just, so to clarify, so all the abuse, all the kidnappings we've seen, basically is a power play, so to consolidate power behind the new prince.
Yes, this is not unusual in the ruling families of Saudi Arabia. Over the last 60, 70 years, there have been a number of these palace intrigues and overthrows, but this one is different. He is taking absolute control of everything in the country now. He needed some money to do some of the military and construction projects he wants. So by arresting these particular members of his, you know, his relatives, of his family, and telling them they have to pay a ransom to get free, allegedly they were involved in some kind of, corrupt behavior and sucking money out of the government. But anyway, he got $50 billion already from these people to get, so they could get released from captivity. Now, he's just doing like many, ancient Saudi kings or kings in the whole area have done, proving that he's the boss. And that's what this is all about. He's only 32, going on 33, I guess, very shortly. He's reckless. If you ask anybody in the region that does military analysis, they say he's a reckless, careless type leader and a military man. If you compare him to Iran's military leader of the Quds Force, Qasem Soleimani, you'll see that Soleimani can eat him for lunch as far as military tactics and strategy. So Saudi Arabia, MBS, he needs the help of the United States and Israel to overthrow Iran, and he's got to do it very quickly because Iran is fast becoming a nuclear power as far as military weapons. With the help of Russia, Iran can already have nuclear weapons. So MBS has formed this consortium of nations, and there's only one of the nations in his consortium that has nuclear power, and that is Pakistan. So in essence, these pieces are all forming around a great confrontation about to happen in the Middle East. And it's mainly between Saudi Arabia and Iran and their allies.
Let me go back to Jared Kushner. You said that Jared Kushner was the point man, kind of at least from the American side, about this backdoor peace treaty. But at the same time, Donald Trump, his father-in-law, is seemingly undermining the whole thing by acknowledging Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Explain that dynamic a little bit.
I'm not sure, but I suspect that what they are doing is creating tension that will erupt into civil disobedience in several countries in the Middle East, and that this will give the Saudis, the Israelis, and the Americans in various places, the justification
reason
to arrest,
yeah,
and, you know, take over various parts of the countries that they need to. I think it's to stir up trouble to fan the flames.
Okay, well, that makes a little more sense. It's kind of poking the bear and seeing,
yeah,
what's going to happen.
Yeah.
The Palestinians
are going to be in the forefront of this terrorist, you know, backlash, but in the process, they're going to get crunched, aren't they?
Well, it certainly seems that that's been what they've been getting done for quite a while over there. What is your feeling? What, you know, they've been fighting for thousands and thousands of years over there. What can reasonably be assumed to be achieved with any of these peace talks?
Well, what the MBS of Saudi Arabia has done so far is unify 41 Arab nations under one banner, a military banner, and a consortium. So he's organizing these warring states and overcoming a lot of what the British post-World War II partitioning created as trouble in the area by dividing various sheikhs, kingdoms, and giving part of it to another one, a neighbor, that kind of stuff. It's typical British, you know, post-war, settlements of the lands that they've had the war in and conquered. You turn it back over to the people that you conquered, but you divide the territories in such a manner that they fight against themselves and therefore can't be organized to be a problem to England. Now, what we're seeing is a reunification of what the British repartitioning did after World War II. The Arabs are coming together, and they have a strong leader in young MBS. So, yeah.
We got about 30 seconds before our break here. So basically, these Arab nations that are coming together, they need Israel to take out common enemy Iran. They'll maybe agree to recognize Jerusalem, and then when they take out Iran, they'll all be organized, ready to then stare right at Israel. Let's answer that on the other side. I think that's a pretty interesting dynamic. We'll be back after this 4-minute break. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stan Deo.
As the Power Hour celebrates its 20th year of broadcasting, thepowermall.com temporarily had to close their doors. But when one door closes, another always opens. Introducing an all-new thepowermall.com. We completely wiped out our entire inventory and brought back only what you demanded. With hassle-free checkout and first-class customer service you've come to expect. Buy from the good guys. Call 877-817-9829. thepowermall.com. Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not?
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, 23 minutes after the hour, talking to Stan Deo, the one and only. If a venture has a name, it's Stan Deo. And if you want to know something about the Middle East, you may want to talk to Stan Deo also, and that's who we're talking to. This conglomeration, the secret backdoor deal, Trump, Kushner, the head of the Saudi royal family, the consolidation of power, Syria, everything is coming together. They're forming a conglomeration to go against Iran. Is this going to turn where they take out Iran and then now Arab nations are all combined and then just say, well, let's just turn everything on Israel? Is this where this is going?
I believe so. I believe it's going to be a double cross because, you know, a leopard, particularly the Arab, Saudi Arabian leopard, doesn't change its spots. 3,000 years or more they've been at war with Israel, hating Israel. Now all of a sudden they're friends because the enemy of their enemy is their friend type thing. And as soon as the Arab Consortium takes down Iran, which I think they will do, they're going to be positioned in Syria. And Syria, at the southern portion of Syria, south of Damascus, is only 20 miles from the Golan Heights and right on into northern Israel to the oil fields. You know, I can't help but think that they're going to do a double cross. As soon as their enemy is defeated, they're going to turn their attention and their resources onto Israel. To give you an idea, I don't have this up on my website anymore. I had it up for a couple weeks earlier in the month. But the military power of this alliance, of the Saudi-led Islamic military alliance, they have this kind of stuff in their alliance in these countries. 4 million combat soldiers, 2,500 jet fighters, 21,000 tanks, 44,000 armored vehicles, nuclear arms from Pakistan, 461 assault helicopters, 5 million reserve soldiers, a population of 1 billion people to support this effort. That's just the top 10 figures for the 41-nation consortium. Do you see what a threat this is?
Where did it come in that we went over there? Was it $400 billion worth of arms we sold Saudis? Where does that come in?
Maybe it was 100. I'm not sure, but it was billions.
Yeah.
They say this was on long-term delivery and it wouldn't be a major influence on the Middle East, but this is rubbish. doing is helping MBS, and I don't know what has been told to the Trump administration by MBS, behind the scenes, but they're now our buddies, we're their buddies, and if you think back, some of the Salman family members financed, Osama bin Laden and some other terrorist
That's
activities.
Right.
So we're dealing with the guys, you know, family members of the guys.
9/11?
Yeah. I mean, you have to shake your head. Unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let me ask you about Iran, then. I mean, why do the other Arab nations hate Iran? It seems like everybody hates Iran. What's the deal?
Well, Iran has a particularly a strict version of Islam, the Shiite thing. But they also, even though they point a finger at other people like ISIS for being terrorists, the Iranian Shiite religion also has branches that are terrorist organizations. And they have, even Qasem Soleimani, General Soleimani, has managed to sneak a threat letter to the desk of the Secretary of Defense of the United States. But nobody saw it come or go. It was on the Secretary's desk. This is probably 4 or 5 years ago. He managed to get past our internal security there. He's a threat to the United States, certainly in the area. He's a threat to Israel. The Iranians want to take down Israel. They want to destroy Israel. And then the big state in the United States, they've declared that for years now. So that's why we don't like them and why the Israelis don't like them. The Israelis are, very aware that the Iranians want to eat their lunch, and the Iranians have been sneaking into Lebanon, which is north of Israel on the northern border, building, missiles and stuff there. And this is where the Saudis came in and talked to the prime minister of Lebanon here not long ago and said, look, come see us. We want to talk to you about, what you're doing in Lebanon, letting the Iranians in there. So it's a very complex chessboard over there. And I tell you what, I'm not going to claim to understand it all, but I can see patterns forming, and we're going to wait for the dust to settle very shortly, I'm sure.
Yes. Now, it seems a funny thing is happening to the major countries around the world that aren't completely embedded to the Rothschild banking industry, the IMF banking industry. I mean, one of them was Libya. We saw what happened to them. Another one is North Korea. We're seeing that. And another one's Iran. I mean, is this just we're making enemies out of it? I mean, is there something more? Are these people really that bad? Or is this another corporate takeover by our IMF buddies?
Without being privy to the behind-the-scenes discussions, I don't know. I will say this about the military leader of Iran, Qasem Soleimani. He is a soft-spoken, mild-mannered individual, but a brilliant tactician in the battlefield. He's like, they call him the Rommel of the Middle East. Yeah.
Stay tuned. Hold that thought there, Stan. We've got to hit the break. We'll be right back after this four-minute break.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get VirtualShield.com,
the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust.
Get started today at VirtualShield.com.
Take advantage of our free 30-day trial.
VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed IdentiSafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
After the hour, I'd like to remind you everything at the Powell, pretty much virtually everything, is on sale. Don't give a fruitcake or an ugly Christmas sweater. Well, I guess you need an ugly Christmas sweater for parties or something. Maybe for the ugly sweater party. Other than that, the fruitcake, not a big fan. But I am a fan of good sleep. The REM sleep we talked about today, all the other products, the clay, the heart drops, Dr. Groups, all his products, the oxy powder, the cleansing, the taking your medical destiny into your own hands and making decisions for you and your family. Give the gift of health at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Jay is waiting around to take your calls as we speak and on the replay. So if you're hearing us in the morning, Jay is there. Jay is there. And leave a message if you can't get right through to her, or you can order right on thepowermall.com. Thank you so much for your support. As you can understand through this transition and everything, it's you know, we need your support, and we appreciate it. And your donations. You've been very kind. Power Hour Nation is, there's nothing quite like it. So just wanted to say thank you. And getting back to Stan Deo, Stan, you're really describing a a confrontation of biblical proportions, literally, figuratively, every way here, starting to form in the Middle East. Let's get back to the United States.
All right.
We also see a conflict with Donald Trump. There's talk of impeachment. There's talk of collusion, obstruction of justice. What is going on with that, and how does this relate to all this dynamic?
Well, obviously, the globalists, the left-wing dupes and whatever in this country have been pushing to try to get President Trump impeached. Now, that motion that was put before the House was defeated. There were only 58, I think, Democrats out of 194 that voted yes on that amendment, and it was, tossed aside. Now that President Trump has taken us to the edge of war in the Middle East and also sitting on North Korea as well, it is unwise even for the Democrats to say, let's impeach our president right in the middle of us going to war. I mean, what kind of madness is that, you see? I mean, good or bad, like it or not, you don't want to change leadership and throw the whole house of cards into turmoil while you're going to a nuclear war. So I don't think that they're going to be able
to
impeach him.
How close do you think? I think it's just what I have no idea what the reasoning is. I mean, no logical reason has come up at all. Any evidence of Russian collusion is just a pipe dream. They have Flynn supposedly saying something. They illegally spied on him to even get the evidence against him. Mueller is completely compromised. Sessions is sitting on his hands. I have don't know what is on his mind. Comment on that. I don't. It's ridiculous to me.
Daniel, I don't know who's deep state and who's not. I have suspicions about a lot of them at the moment. But President Trump, I don't know how he's able to do what he's done already with so many people against him behind the scenes, and so many of his administration are probably puppets of the deep state. It's the swamp, like he's saying. So what people say is in contrast to what they do in Washington at the moment, with the exception of President Trump. He's tried to live up to every campaign promise he made. I just don't. We're fighting a monster on a global basis. Even when the Pope comes out and says, America, you need to behave yourself, and we have to have a world government to tell you how to run your country because you're not doing it right. When the Pope does that, when the United Nations makes resolutions that sit on us, we're in trouble, and that's what President Trump is trying to put the brakes on. It will only be temporary, a year, two, five, whatever, if that, at the most. But at least he's trying, and for that I support the man.
Well, you brought up the Pope, and I think that's one of the things I wanted to ask you about. In the country, in our country, America, we've also seen professors all across the country, the most ridiculous things going on campuses. They're calling for the end of whiteness. White DNA is an abomination. The white culture, Thomas Jefferson needs to go. The statues need to go. This is like a color revolution out of Mao Zedong's China, erasing 200 years of history and forming some socialist utopia on the other side. Do you see that also?
Oh, yeah. In fact, the Communist Manifesto does say, to divide and conquer, to infiltrate the country you want to absorb into your communist or super socialist country. And, it's a long-term, multi-generational plan to start changing minds in the educational facility and in the religious universities and things like that to make the people accept communism as the great, be-all, end-all socialism, if you wish. But it's basically communism because they want to have everybody draws out of the common pool of food and resources, whatever, but everybody's not working their fair share to do it, let's face it. And the Pope is endorsing that. I mean, he's a Jesuit, which, and the Jesuits, as you know, do not like our mortal enemies with evangelical Christians who see them for what they are. The Catholic hierarchy, not Catholics, but the hierarchy itself.
The Pope
is dangerous.
There was a time in America. We've had guests talk about this. This is extremely interesting to me historically. At one point in this country, we'll go back to Europe in the 1400s, 1500s, 1200s. The papacy was using their influence to loan money to the British royal family to get their hooks in that way. They were using the Muslims to drive the people off the land to try to institute civil law, papal law, Roman law, the second coming of the Roman Empire, so to speak. There was a time in America, I think it was 8 of the colonies, maybe 9 of the 13 colonies, they would not let a Catholic even into the colony. That's how concerned they were about this, basically the world government of the day, the Agenda 21 of the day. The American Foundation was complete individualism, endowed by the Creator, the Bill of Rights, American exceptionalism. My grandfather, born in 1922, used to ask me, "Danny, do you know what makes America different, what makes America great?" I said, "No, Grandpa, what? Tell me." He said, "Because in America, your rights come from God, not man, and man can't take them away." And then he told me something else that floored me now, looking back in retrospect. He said, "And they taught me that in school." School. What? I think the schools are the bad. They're killing us. I think that's our cemetery for the Republic lies in every schoolhouse in this nation. I'm not trying to get too riled up on here, but do you have a comment or thought about that?
Oh, I do. I agree with you completely. As I was saying earlier in this segment, what the communist and super socialist world government has planned for generations is to go into countries that would be against losing their sovereignty and to infiltrate the educational facilities or systems for the secular world and also for the religious universities. And this is no secret. It's been published and written about for, 50, 60 years now. And so once you grab the minds of the children and they grow up and then they have children and their minds are influenced this way, you've got it. The control of the money and control of the education gives you that country. Eventually it will fail. Now, remember Daniel Daniel's interpretation of Nebuchadnezzar's dream, the statue of the nations. The last part of it is two legs of iron. The two legs, the east and west legs of the Roman Empire will be revived, and the feet underneath those two legs are 10 nations, just like the Italian Club of Rome has put into a map and been organizing since 1978. The world is going to be divided openly into 10 regions. And they've already listed that. I've got it on page 200 and a couple pages before that in the Cosmic Conspiracy book that I wrote first time in 1978 to tell people and warn them about this. This Pope and his influence are rebuilding the revived Roman Empire, east and west legs, east being the Muslim nations over on the east, and the west being the European nations and whoever survives, in England or whatever.
What's going on with the immigration? Is this immigration part of the from the Muslim majority nations? We're seeing cities in Minnesota, Michigan, certainly outside of Detroit. They're darn near got Sharia law going on. The bell's ringing for the prayers 5 times a day. I mean, what in the world is going on with these immigrants?
It is a form of warfare that's very subtle, multi-generational, and it is happening where these families, the civilians, but the Muslims, move into countries, integrate into the community until they have maybe 6% of the local community, and they can then affect the voting in the electoral process and eventually the laws. And that's what they're doing in little pockets across the United States. It is a form of invasion. The Catholics do this when they wanted to have Catholicism be the rule of Europe and the Middle East. They encouraged their members to breed, make many, many babies, big families. And that was so they had the numbers. And that's what the Muslims are now using against us. That's what's happening.
Why are the global leaders throughout every major country is going along with this? Are they secret Muslims? What? Why?
Good question. And I think it's mainly in self-interest to say that they will have a seat at the table of power for a global.
Oh my gosh! We got 4 minute break here. We'll be back. Stan Dale. This is a fantastic interview. They're listening to the Power Hour.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Last segment with Stan Dale. StanDale.com is the website, potpourri of amazing information like that you're hearing in perspective that can is uniquely Stan Dale's. I mean, the interview we're having, ladies and gentlemen, and his website's full of information like this. Stan, why don't you tell us about some of your books? You're a prolific writer, you and your wife also. Discuss that a little bit.
Well, I don't know how prolific I am, Daniel. I've written a couple of books. The Cosmic Conspiracy, final edition in 2010 it was, and we've sold over a quarter of a million copies of that. And then the Vindicator Scrolls Volume 1, which is now out of print, and I'm working on Volume 2. Holly's written Dare to Prepare, a 632-page, 8.5-by-11-inch book on preparing for emergencies and even war and stuff, and what you need to do at home with your family, whether you need to store this kind of food or that kind of food, where to get it, how to prepare for tsunamis, earthquakes, nuclear war, even how to weather nuclear war in your house if it doesn't hit you directly. It's a book for the time. As I say, it's in its sixth edition now. It's quite popular. And she's written Prudent Place in USA, which is a CD-ROM. Sorry, what were you going to say?
Why don't you give us a quick hit of, if you know you're not directly in the path of a nuclear bomb, but you have fallout. Give us a quick pointers to survive that, and then maybe some places in America that are maybe more prudent than others.
Well, all right. Holly's explained if you just if you get past the blast, if you're not in the immediate blast destruction range, you look up and you get outside your house. You look up after it's gone off, and you see where the anvil-shaped cloud is blowing. That tells you where the fallout's going to drop. And you'll have several hours, in most cases, to walk the opposite direction if it's coming at you. If it's not, then you can weather in your home by building, box and sand and rock and books as a shelter inside your home and stay there for a couple of weeks inside the house, only going out briefly to go to the potty or something in your house basement or, the living room, wherever outside your hut you've built inside the house. She details that and shows some of the FEMA instructions on how to weather a nuclear blast in your home. And this comes from papers that you can't even get from FEMA anymore, but she got permission and got a hold of one of the old copies and reprinted it in the book. That kind of preparation is in the book, and it is quite necessary. With us being in the book business, we have, boxes and boxes of books out in our warehouse. So what we'll do is we'll be stacking these books up if we're here and want to weather in situ. We'll build us little cubbies out of foot and a half to 2 foot walls of books. You can do it with sandbags. You can put them out the back and wait till you need them, but and you just seal off your windows for dust and shield them with sand or dirt. Just pile it up, and that will shield you a certain amount. And she tells you how many feet or inches you need of all kinds of materials to shield yourself. You could just walk away if you're not going to weather it.
One of the things we push on the show is we want people to put the Bill of Rights up on their refrigerator. I see the America government is acting lawless. We're seeing, people are being forced to make cakes for a gay wedding now. It's just complete lawlessness. The Bill of Rights is ignored systematically, habitually by every facet of government office. We've encouraged people to put the Bill of Rights on their refrigerator. Maybe a quick comment about our Declaration and the Bill of Rights, the importance of them.
Well, they're only important to those of us that support them. There's going to be rampant
right.
lawlessness. And so I think we're losing the benefit of it when the majority of our community doesn't support these things. It's sad, but that's the way it is. We're failing.
What can we do? I think there is only one solution. It is a return to those principles. I think that, people talk about many solutions. I think that is the only solution, is to go back to those founding principles and hold people, especially government, accountable to the law. Our ignorance, these public schools, their conditioning, what have you, is destroying us. Do you agree with me there? And do you see some hope?
Ideally, yes. Practically speaking, it probably is not going to work. We're too far eroded from within. And when like the millennials of this country, when they have their resources taken away from them, their lattes and their, iPhones and whatever, they're going to be, uncontrollable, and you can't manipulate them back into an acceptance of a Bill of Rights and the Constitution like we had it. We are in trouble, and it requires a reset, which means a revolution. And even that at this time is unwise because it would split the country. But we're being driven there, Muslim against Christian, against Jew, against Mexicans, against blacks, against whites. We're being torn in so many directions that we're just going to be destroyed from within. And the Hopi wise men that invited us down to the Shingopi, if you tried the second Mesa, told Holly and I, back in 1996, that a revolution is coming, a civil disobedience that will be multifaceted, multi-sided, listing those kind of things, and it will destroy the country from within and will be invaded from without by China and Russia and one Middle Eastern country. And this is what their prophecy. FCCers are saying. My opinion is we must, you know, pray constantly that we're found worthy to be delivered from this time from the good Lord, because that is our safety. That is our ark of this age.
Well, the divinity and light that is within each of us, we have to adhere to it and honor it, or else what good are we? I mean, the universe will just wipe us off because we're basically forming our own destruction. We have a minute or so left. I mean, it's very dire what you just said, but very, I think, intuitive, very thoughtful and thought-provoking. Why don't you leave us with a little hope, you know, as we look forward, something to think people should be thinking about and be focused on as we approach all these things?
Well, the one thing that I see is what you might call hope is that we know from the Bible that this period of time we're entering will probably be only 7 to 10 years maximum, and the United States and the world will be under the leadership of Jesus Christ himself. At that time, we'll have a perfect being who has the blueprint for the planet returning here and organizing the planet and getting everything into harmony, and that's the hope that's coming. In between here and there is going to be quite rough, and a lot of people will die, but it doesn't mean that you lay down and do nothing. You should prepare with resources and knowledge to help yourself, your family, your neighbors, and start warning your neighbors now. You better get ready, because I'm not going to give you everything I've got just because you don't have it. And, you know, you've been warned, you could have prepared, and you didn't. Your family knows that. They're in the food business. I mean, you know, you just got to tell people, get ready, because I'm not going to give you what I've got put away. I'm like a wise squirrel. I put my nuts away.
But you're not like the squirrels. Don't be like the grasshopper. Be like the ants.
Yeah, I
have to mention, I'd be amiss if I didn't. Everything's on sale from the Amanda also at the Power Mall. So give Jay a call, 877-817-9829. This is serious, ladies and gentlemen. Who you are and standing on the wall and being who you are has never been more important and more impact in this world. And Stan, it's been a pleasure to talk to you on a variety of subjects, and so look forward to having you on again.
Thank you, Dan. Back at you.
God bless you. God bless everybody. Have a fantastic evening or morning or wherever you are, and we'll see you soon. Good evening from the Power Hour.
This is the sound of other gold companies. This is the sound of usgoldcoins.com. Again, other gold companies. usgoldcoins.com. Tired of the same old sound? Call US Gold Coins, 800-878-2646. 800-878-2646. For your very own moment. Get sound advice at usgoldcoins.com. As the Power Hour celebrates its 20th year of broadcasting, thepowermall.com temporarily had to close their doors. But when one door closes, another always opens. Introducing an all-new thepowermall.com. We completely wiped out our entire inventory and brought back only what you demanded, with hassle-free checkout and first-class customer service you've come to expect. Buy from the good guys. Call 877-817-9829. thepowermall.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.